If it's sports, we've got it covered. Now with Chris Brintle.
Camels put together its best regular season since 2016, and now look ahead to the postseason. I'm Chris Brinto with your sports. The Campbell County Campbell football team defeated Kelly Walsh and Casper Friday night 33-6. The 4-5 Camels are now the sixth seed going into the playoffs. Campbell County's run game was dominant, with senior Will Miller leading the way. Miller had 14 carries, 113 yards. Ian Carter had 14 carries, 85 yards. Also, freshman quarterback Mason Droop managed the game very well. He had 7 carries, 52 yards. Droop also threw for 127 yards and 4 scores. Here's Campbell head coach Andrew Rowe.
And these kids are more than deserving of having that, little staple to the turning point of this program. You know, they've dug in. They have, kind of committed themselves. This was one of the best teams as far as camp attendance, as far as weight room attendance, summer program stuff, spring ball. This has been the pivotal moment for this program, and this is a great team to start with. A good group of kids, good leaders, and really just kind of fun to be around. So I'm super proud of them.
Campbell County will play the 3-seed Cheyenne East in Cheyenne at Oakey Blanchard Stadium Friday night with everything on the line. Coverage starts at 5:45, and the game can be heard on 97.3 Campbell FM and online at BasinsRadio.com. The Gillette Wild hockey team made a statement this past weekend, sweeping a very solid Bozeman team. Friday, Gillette won 7-2, and Saturday they won 7-1. Gillette outscored Bozeman 14-3 in the two wins. In the aftermath, the Wild now have a 14-0 record and the best record in the entire league. The number one Wild will play a two-game series in Bozeman next week. Game one is Friday night at 7:30. The Campbell County Campbell volleyball team split its two matches over the weekend. Friday night, Campbell County defeated Sheridan 3-1. And Saturday, Campbell County fell to number one Kelly Walsh 3-1. Campbell County is now 14-17 overall, 2-4 in conference play. In other area volleyball matchups, the number four Moorcroft Wolves fell to number five Tongue River 3-2 in a wild one. Moorcroft is now 18-8 overall on the season. And the number two Sundance Bulldogs fell in straight sets to number two Bighorn. In the aftermath, Sundance is now 15-10 overall and 5-3 in league play. That's sports on the Basin Radio Network.